So Ramon's better. He's making progress. I'd still say, you know, at this point he's a day-to-day decision. No lift needed. We're gonna make sure that this thing doesn't become more of an issue.
One aspect of Frankie every day, but he's still on.
Frankie threw his pin today. Everything's a go. Felt great. So happy about that. I think just the reads and his angles. We saw him initially in spring training at third base, and it didn't look as comfortable as it did at shortstop. Now it looks as comfortable as it does at shortstop. He's done a nice job of working really hard with Emar. And then the more reps, the more balls coming out of the third base, he's really settled into the decisions that allow him to make plays, which is that read off the bat, that angle of the ball, and the angle of the attack. So.
When you guys were sitting against lefties, Elvis would stay over on the left side, but maybe more recently it's been more Kevin. Is there any reason for maybe having Kevin?
I think just the total distance of like running across the diamond out to that position. I haven't dove into it, but that's my guess.
Anything new on Steven
Cunningham? Steven's been working out at the stadium. So he's doing baseball activity. I know. As we increased the workload, there was some general soreness to his body. Nothing to set back, but with that soreness, we're not accelerating the process. We haven't really gone that far yet to determine when he's going to be ready and whether he's going to go out or not. Yeah, Skeeter's making great progress, feeling great. Started the catching stuff. Initially was a little bit sore from that, but now it's gotten through that soreness. I think I'll have a better timeline on him once we get home. Yeah, so the doctor is out of town, so we're waiting patiently to get that second opinion for him. I don't have any more than that right now.
Just having a guy like Zach Lowe available just in the spot for rotation, how big is that?
Yeah, Zach's done a great job. When we talked about having to option him, it wasn't a performance issue. He's pitched well enough to be in this rotation. It was the odd man out at that point. And to have someone that you're confident in, coming here and making the start tonight and being basically slotted into that rotation spot, I think he's done enough to earn that right. And looking forward to watching the pitch tonight.
Mark, Zach Lowe has shown a time that he comes inside a lot.
Remember who's sitting here. Mariners are here.
Just mean exactly what
that means nothing.
But your team this year has not, you're in the bottom half of the shift, and you're especially don't shift a lot against right hand batters. Does a guy like Lowe open consideration to maybe do more of it because maybe more pitches are coming inside of guys are trying to hit the ball on the side?
I think that my staff does a great job in game planning. Darren Bush is a part of that with Scott Emerson, our pitching coach. So we try to give the defense the best opportunity to be in the best positions according to pitching the game plan, which if you're talking about pitching in may include two, pitching in two right-handers, it might include the thought process of moving over and shifting. But we also take into consideration hitters' tendencies and where we can give ourselves the best chance to cover what they do best as well. So a lot of time and prep goes into that, and all that responsibility goes on Darren and on Hugo's plate. And I trust that they do a great job and they put it in the right place.
Good.